That's it crazy. Didn't rain till late on Saturday.
Nigga, I thought y'all be playing baseball till like the lights got off.
No. No, we started at like 1 o'clock, 1:30.
I thought y'all would end at like 1:30.
Yeah, after all the festivities, because they end up wanting to go
to the factory.
No, they don't go to the factory. They go to factory adjacent in fucking in Union in North Bergen.
What is it called? Flow Lounge?
No, Taino. But it's probably just as bad as Flow. You ever been to Flow?
Yeah, man, oof. I've been to Flow. Yo, there was a time, right? I walked in, and this is how you know, like, I'm not like a regular patron there. Mm-hmm. So you walk in, and like they have, like, the entrance. It's just like, it doesn't look like there's anything going on.
Right.
So there's just like this one. It looks like a girl who just got off the boat, doesn't know a lick of English.
They all look the same, too.
Yeah, they do. They have all that uniform. It's like a black, like onesie leotard with like the red lace on the chest.
Like, looking like the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah. So then they all have the same wig. It's like that short bob. And then I walk in, right? Cause it was me, De Leon, and Lord King. And these niggas was dying for me to like go with them to Flow Lounge. And I'm like, what the fuck is a Flow Lounge? This already sounds ass. But fuck it. We're there. And they walk in and they're trying to like, you know, get their whole poppy swing on. They all wearing the white Diesels with the fucking, with the creased khakis. And they're all like looking like, you know, they're about to like grab a tambora and a guira and just start like, you know, playing that AI shit you was playing for me off the air.
Yeah.
Because we're on the air, by the way.
I know. you're not catching me off guard.
Yeah, I can't catch you off guard anymore. You're a pro. So I walk in and then the girl comes up to me and she gives me like a shot. I don't know what the fuck the shot was. It was like definitely like something dark. And I'm like, I didn't order this. And she's like, oh no, it's on the house. But she's talking to me in Spanish. And I was like, oh, all right. So then everyone's looking at me like, who is this nigga?
Cause she was trying to bag you.
Yeah, it definitely looked like I was definitely somebody. Because I didn't look like none of the niggas that were dressed in Flow Lounge. Like, I was out here in, like, some ripped jeans, you know, a baggy, like, vintage tee, a fucking, I had on I think I had a bandana on. Like, I was looking like I was just running errands. And everybody's out here, like, fucking, like, you know.
That's how I go. I don't give a fuck. I wear whatever. I'll go just like this in sweats.
Shit, if I could go in Crocs, I would.
I've done it.
In the factory?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't care?
No.
Oh, shit.
They just want your money, bro.
Nigga, I went to fucking O'Hara's here, and they wouldn't let me in with sweats.
Bro, you're downtown.
Nigga, how many times have I been to O'Hara's, and I've been dressed worse? I was dressing in a nice pair of sweats, a nice t-shirt. You know, I was looking very normal. It's like, you can't wear that in this establishment. I'm like, nigga, I've worn this to the 40-40.
O'Hara's done kind of gentrified.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still in Flow Lounge. I'm with shot in hand. And now it's like you're in the back of the Flow Lounge where like it looks popping and shit. Mm-hmm. So that they have all the little tables and shit for people that are VIP and they're doing their hookahs standing up because they don't even have chairs. And then they just have this open space and it's just like those nasty, like, you know, those strobe lights that you buy from fucking, what's this shit called? From Spencer's.
I haven't been to Spencer's in so long.
I have a few of those strobe lights, but that's not the point. The point is, it looked like I was walking into a Spencer's store, and then like two more girls with the Flow Lounge uniform came, and then they had like the tray of shots, and they both handed me a shot each, and I had already just finished the one before, and everyone's like, "Who is this nigga?" Meaning me. And I'm like, why are these people giving me drinks? Like, I didn't order any of this shit. I'm not paying for any of this shit.
You probably were the only one that was actually born here.
Yeah, very much so. Because Lurkin and De Leon weren't born here. So, yeah, we were there the whole night. I had gotten drunk for free. I would probably never go back. It was just listening to what you played off air that you're going to play later. It was that for fucking 5 hours. And I was like, I'll never go into Spencer's again.
I haven't been to Spencer's.
I was there the other day, but that's not the point. I'm talking about like Spencer's, like Flow Lounge.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah, man.
I went there one time. I felt like I was partying in a closet.
Yeah, it'd be mad hot. Like, one of them girls is still there. Like what's the rotation of them switching out to like new people coming from the boat? Like, you know, they just get them off the boat. They pick them up. They put them in a rapist van and they bring them to Flow Lounge and like, you work here now.
You think before they come over from DR, they're like, what am I going to do for work? And I'm like, I got you, Flow Lounge.
Yeah, put this leotard on with a cape.
Bro, VIPs in DR, sickening, bro. They give you like a little love seat. That's literally just two people. And if you could fit four people on there because you sit on the legs and shit, then that's your... But that is your VIP. So it is smaller than this couch.
Yeah, my couch is pretty small.
But it's leather and it's from here to here.
Ah, the leather. You have bare ass on the... In bare the public. Ass.
I wear pants, bro.
Nah, people be doing nasty shit. They stand on couches.
Speaking of, since we're just going to...
I'm eventually going to start this show.
Speaking of bare ass and nasty shit.
Yeah.
Want to talk about designer? His fucking...
Oh, man. Let's start the show. As you know, I'm wearing pandas because of that, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got to fucking play panda now. Bruh! That's how we're going to start the show. That's how we're going to start the show. You know who the fuck this is, man. Yeah! Man, I used to rap. I used to say that shit. People thought I was going to spit some hot fire.
Panda.
You know who the fuck this is?
Who is it?
I go by the name of Ash Madison.
Ash Madison.
You cannot follow me at Unofficial Mayor.
There's no fucking social media for him to follow.
Yeah. I can't even say anything else because once the beat drops, he want to talk. He said, I want to kill myself. All right, that's enough.
Jerking off in the planer. What?
Once he said, I got bras in Atlanta, I had to shut it off.
Oh, he didn't have bras in Japan. I'll tell you that much.
Tell him who the fuck you are, man.
Hey, man, this LRod0025, but you could call me Leo.
That's it.
That's it. I'm just going to go plain, man. I can't, you know.
Plain Jane?
You're plain Jane, bro.
I like plain Jane.
So, designer.
Yeah, man.
I guess the stewardess was walking down the aisle. My man was really just smacking his shit.
So he pulled the Elvis Crespo. You know he beat his meat too, right? To pintame?
Ay, Dios mío.
He said, le dije yo pintor, pintame tu carita.
And then straight admitted, like, yo, I started smacking my shit because I was in Japan. I didn't get none. And the motherfucker was horny. And he just thought, yo, I should just smack my shit on the plane. On a public, it's not, he wasn't on a private plane. He had regular tickets. No superstar
this
shit.
This nigga was in the economy. In the middle seat. I'd rather beat my meat at least on the window seat.
Economy basic. He probably didn't even have a carry-on because he got the basic.
That nigga had a personal.
he had his Vaseline because they said he got up and the Vaseline fell into the aisle. But
yeah, he had a personal.
He was switching seats with his pants down? I don't get it. Like, I don't.
Man. He was in the middle seat in row like 27B.
He was like 37D right next to the fucking toilet and shit.
Nah, he was more towards like the middle of the plane where like you almost like have full leg room, but
oh, wait,
you don't.
But I've actually never taken a plane, but the planes should be different.
Never taken a plane?
Not to Japan. What I'm saying is I thought the planes were different. I don't think you fly in a fucking 757.
You have to. That's why they have those connections. I have a coworker.
To Japan, though?
Who actually flew to Philippines because her pops died. And she told me that just for her to get home, because niggas is broke, it takes her 36 hours to get home.
Right.
From here to Philippines.
Right.
She has to fly
LA?
No, to London.
The fuck?
And then they'd have to do a stop there. And then, like.
That's wild as fuck.
Yeah. But big part of it is because I don't think you could go straight.
When they gonna release a teleportation ship, bro? That shit gotta be made by now.
Teleportation is crazy. Beating your meat in the fucking middle seat. In economy.
And the fact that he admitted that he was perfectly fine, sober, but has to get help now. But I mean, we could have told that he needed help when he first came out.
Why?
I felt like he wasn't in the right state of, like, not the right state of mind. I feel like he was, how do I say this? I don't know. He gave me a vibe. Like,
he did give us a vibe. He gave us Panda.
Panda. Timmy.
I thought
Turner.
That was Future when it first came out.
We all did. Yeah. We all was waiting to see if Future and him would come out with a song together.
Yeah.
It'd be like Drake and AI Drake.
Yeah. Now, I mean, what's the name of the fake Drake? Not the AI one, but there's an actual dude who looks like fake Drake. He dresses like him. Yeah, there's a whole fake Drake out there that be like, he has a career of like, it's like the Pathmark Tupac.
Oh, I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, nigga, Pathmark doesn't exist anymore. Where the fuck do you see him now?
Was he at Pathmark? I thought it was ShopRite.
No, it was Pathmark, right on
so he probably
Old Colony.
He probably at 99 Ranch now.
Nah. They can't have him there. They actually have a new Tupac doc coming up. But, yeah, man, Pathmark Tupac made a whole side career of, like, he went to, like, TupacCon, and, like, he would, like, sign autographs.
Bro, that's crazy,
and you could
bro.
Take pictures. He made a whole living off of that.
Can you imagine just, like, going to a con where it's just mad Tupacs?
Yeah, I feel like
the real Tupac could actually be there. No one would even know.
He's in Cuba, man. I'm just gonna say it. You can't get killed in fucking Vegas and no one not know where you are. That's impossible. I'm not buying that. They fucking found Osama bin Laden in a hole. You can't tell me y'all don't know kill Tupac.
They found him and annihilated him.
Yeah, they found him in a hole. They didn't even show, like, you know, like, this is the body. This is like, yo, we really found this nigga. Like, none of that. It was like, yeah, we killed him. And we're supposed to just take his word for it. Like,
meanwhile, Osama could be out here looking like fucking Iron Man and shit.
He could be AI Drake.
The wind is cold out.
I'm telling you, man, fake Drake, fake Tupac. There's fake Klay Thompson. I know you've seen him before.
Yeah.
There's Andy Reid.
He actually got on the court and was taking, like, pregame shots, and I think he got banned after that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Then there's fucking fake Andy Reid. I know you've seen that.
Yes, I have. When he was with the Chiefs. I mean, when he went to a Chiefs game, yeah.
I don't know how people
look forward to being doppelgangers and shit. Like,
yeah, because you can make a whole, like, side. Like, you could work. You could be a regular nigga, right? That works, I don't know, selling fucking, like, life insurance, right? But then outside of that.
So you could either be a regular motherfucker selling life insurance, or you could be Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, but you're not. You're just a regular nigga.
Yo, I applaud State Farm. They made Drake a Drake. They made Jake, he was white, and now he's black.
So it's reverse.
The original, the original, you don't remember the original Jake?
It was a fat white guy.
Yeah, picked up the phone. He's like, what are you wearing? Khakis.
Yeah.
And now Jake is black. Like, he did the reverse Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. He got a tan and lost weight. And now they got fucking, Flo from Progressive, she's just aging like fucking sauerkraut. Like she, like you left that shit overnight. Like you forgot to put that shit in the fridge after you bought it in the supermarket.
You look like you got salmonella.
Yeah, and she's still on there. They need to retire her ass. But you know, what can you do? Like that, people got to make a living. So, but I heard they don't even get paid for that to do that much. They get paid like minimum wage.
I'm not sure.
Nah, if you using my name and likeness, bro, you got to pay. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, don't be like that. So, I don't know. You got niggas beating they meat. I don't even know how you can get to that point of having to beat your meat.
Right. How do you sit there and say, should I beat my meat right now?
Like,
and you don't even think about going to the bathroom if you're going to do it?
Why would you want to beat your meat on the plane?
I'm saying, I'm not agreeing. What I'm saying is, if you're going to do it,
it's just a
blanket
statement.
You wouldn't even go to the bathroom
like,
to do it?
Just a blanket statement. Like, why would you beat your meat on the plane? Like, it's... You know, he's going to come out of this on the other side because obviously he landed.
Oh, I'm sure something came out.
Yeah. And he's going to fucking come out with another song and people are going to listen to it. And I'm probably going to play it here if we still have a show.
This is episode 98.
Yeah, two more and Silencio.
No, one more and then Silencio.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. But he's beating the meat on a plane from Japan. I don't even know, like, why. I don't even find, I'm going to go to hell for saying this. I don't find Asian women attractive at all.
Really?
Nah. Like, if I had to, like, put a pecking order of, like, my interest of, like, women,
mm-hmm.
of just, like, culture and race and just appearance, Asians would be at the bottom of the list. It's a tie between Asians and white people. It's neck and neck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't discriminate.
That's not about discrimination. It's just...
No, I'm not saying... What I'm saying is like I'm...
Like, if I had to rank a race, like, of just, like, population, I don't know. Asians just don't do it for me. They're nice people. They're really nice people. But...
I've been with.
You've been with?
Yeah.
How was that?
I mean, the same.
Like, you took it down or you were seriously in a relationship with one?
I've done both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was in a relationship with a Filipino girl.
Yeah, but they're like off Asian. They're not fully.
So then
that doesn't
I guess,
count. I'm talking about like
I guess I
Mandarin speaking I mean, Asian.
I used to mess around with a Chinese Puerto Rican girl, but maybe she's Puerto Rican, so I don't know what you're going to say about
that. Does she
that.
Speak Spanish?
No, not at all.
Does she speak Mandarin?
No, she speaks English.
Jesus Christ. I feel like it's like Egyptian people or like Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
They're more towards the top of the list for me. As yes. opposed to like...
They also look... I mean, there's a... It's very easy to confuse. Like, my dad's been confused to be like Egyptian or Arabic or...
Really?
Yeah. If you look... We look pretty similar.
No, the fuck we don't.
You look... Just look at some... If you look at some, you can see... I know some Egyptian women that you could say look Dominican or you would think would be Dominican unless they spoke.
I've never seen it.
There's some Egyptian baddies too.
Well, there's beautiful women of all.
Apparently not for you.
I mean, no, don't say that. It's just what I deem for myself is I feel like a lot of it too also has to be factored in is like when I talk to someone, it's definitely like I'm always in like serious mode. I'm not trying to like just take something down for the sake of it. Right. That's never been my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the compatibility factor of like these cultures, like they're not in alignment. It's like very difficult for you to like date someone seriously from like either one of those two cultures. Then it's like very easy to date in the white culture because they don't have any culture. And then like black and Spanish people are just like, that's more similar to me than all the other ones.
Like, but, yeah, I mean, I always say we're just black people that speak Spanish.
Yeah. Well, Dominicans, yeah. But there's like other Hispanics, obviously, that are not black that speak Spanish, like Spain. I think Spain people are white people that speak Spanish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They speak the real Spanish.
Yeah, and that's a whole country that talks with a lisp.
Argentina's like that too.
Okay, that's another country that talks with a lisp. But, you know, it's just, they're cool. They're nice people. But to date them seriously, unless you're in that culture, it's like purgatory to try to date someone like that. Because you're not just dating the person. It's like, you have to deal with the family shit.
Right.
And if you're like, you know, not believing in whatever religion, because those type of people, they're like heavily in religion.
That's probably the hard part, because either they want you to convert to their religion or...
Yeah, I can't even grow a beard. So how the fuck you want me to
be a Muslim? I'm pretty sure that's not a stipulation.
But...
You know. I can't even grow a beard. That's funny. I saw the little roller thing and I was going to ask you if it's been working.
I mean, it got me this far.
And that's it? You stopped?
No, I've been going. This is as far as I got.
We need to get you some fertilizer.
Yeah, I need to just like, you know how people like throw shit on the ground and that's how plants grow? Just smear some shit on my face and hope that fucking like I grow a beard or something. Yo. Yeah, it has to. Something has to give. Something has to give. I need to fucking grow this beard. I don't want to be 40 and like still with this.
That's right, bro. You'll have hair by 40 and I'll be bald.
You got the receding hairline?
No, it's thinning, so maybe.
Really? Hmm? Oh shit. Yeah, I'm locked out.
I'm about to get the Floyd Mayweather.
You're about to put all your meals, your missed meals, into a fucking hairline?
Yeah, turkey. I'm going to turkey and get my hair done.
Yeah, they're the national leaders in hair.
Bro, they used to post videos of like all the men that come back from Turkey and they all have their heads wrapped because they all got the surgery coming back to...
So it's like BBLs for your hair.
Right.
That's crazy. Like you have like the fucking like BBL scar on your head.
We're blessed, bro. We're blessed to have hair. I'll tell you that much.
Who?
Us.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't take having this long hair for granted until like now as an adult. Cause you know, I'll constantly have my hair grow out and then my mom will constantly make me cut it. And it's like, she didn't let me be great until like I got older. And I think I cut my hair twice on my own accord since. And then now it's like, I'm never cutting my hair again. Like I finally got it to a point where it's healthy. Like I maintain it. Like it's, women kill to have my hair.
I always, even today I looked in the mirror today and I was like, should I try to let my hair grow again? And then I just think about all the maintenance, and I'm just like, oh.
Nah, bro, it's worth it. If you have it, flaunt it.
Yeah.
Because then you know when you like, don't have it.
Right, then that's the reason why I'm like, yo, should I? Because my hair, then it starts thinning, then I'm going bald, and I'm like, damn, I never actually got to grow my hair.
Yeah, see, I'm one of the lucky ones that I'm going to be 60 with, like, long hair.
Do it, bro.
And I don't think it's going to have that Hulk Hogan thing where it's just all gone. Like, I'm going to have, like, just a full head of hair.
You ever cut the ends to try to make it
hell
grow?
Hell yeah. Do that shit at least once a year. Hmm. That's how you take care of your hair. Like, my shit right now is, like, down to here.
I don't know. I don't know if I could go that long.
I mean, maybe not, but if you could just have, like, a mini fro...
put the gel in it.
Yeah, y'all, y'all allowed to have long hairs, man?
Yeah, we got
On the force?
You can have a man bun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
if
shit.
If a woman can have a bun, a man can as well.
I guess. I don't know. I just seen that. They don't make women cut their hair bald when they join the force, though.
Not anymore.
They used to do that?
Not bald, but they used to have to cut it low.
Like a comb over, like fucking Ellen DeGeneres? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Holy
Depending
shit.
Depending what academy you went to, but I mean, as far as here, I've seen lately, like everyone still keeps their hair, so the guys still have to cut their hair, but.
Yeah, I know that. You went baldy?
Hell yeah.
Like Michael Jordan bald or yeah, rough like peach bald?
No, my shit was.
Shiny?
Shiny. I had the fucking, what's the name of that machine? That the barbers use, whatever, bro. I was
the weed whack.
Once a week, I had to.
For how long?
6 months.
God damn! What happens if you had the peach? They like would be
so
on.
So the
ass?
Academy I went to, they said you only had to shave once a week.
Okay.
So there's some academies that if they saw any, you would have to fucking shave again, and you would get quote unquote smoked, which means they would fucking. Basically
haze you,
yeah.
But they didn't do that to y'all.
No, because our instructors were cool with once a week. So as long as you came in Monday, freshly shaved, whatever your hair looks like.
But y'all
got
to go home, right?
Yeah.
Well, once a week. Well, for the
weekend. No.
Every day.
Yeah, we're municipal. Like that stuff that you're talking about was what like Lewis did with the state troopers.
Okay. Yeah, that shit was wild.
Yeah, they only came home on the weekends.
I was driving the other day, and my girl was driving behind me, and all you hear is these niggas fucking doing push-ups on fucking 1 and 9.
On 1 and 9?
Yeah.
Where?
You know when you get it ready to go on 1 and 9 by where the projects are? You know where Cordero School is, right?
Oh, that should be Port Authority.
Whoever the fuck it is, it was a bunch of people out doing fucking push-ups.
Should be Port Authority.
And they all had the peach. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God damn, I could never.
Until I shaved my head bald, I was like, yo, I don't know what my head would look like. I had a man bun right before I...
You had a man bun?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A man bun with 280. I was like, yo, this shit. I look like a typical fat guy with long hair and a beard.
Yeah. Were you wearing the white shoes?
No.
Okay.
White shoes.
I'm just saying, that's a typical fat white man or fat guys with beards and man buns. They wear like white shoes.
No, sir.
Like white poppy shoes.
No, definitely. I'm definitely not one of those. Anytime I go to those Dominican places, I'm dressed with like foams or fucking, I don't wear shoes, like poppy shoes.
Yeah.
That's just mad uncomfortable, bro.
Hard bottoms?
I don't know how these motherfuckers do that shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got to put band-aids on the back of their ankle and shit so that the shoe don't cut. I'm good.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
That's not me.
Yeah. See?
Who the fuck am I trying to impress?
I mean,
who the fuck
know.
Are they trying to impress?
I mean, they be doing the most, so they be trying to impress somebody. Somebody's getting impressed.
Fucking veins popping out of their fucking, I don't know, bro, their jeans and shit. I'm just, you motherfuckers be wilding. I can't wear all that shit.
I'm saying somebody's impressed. Because they do this shit. It's working on somebody. Because this is all I fucking used to see when I was outside and on the timeline.
The same.
It's the same fits. People doing the same fuckery. Women are impressed.
The ones from that country.
No. The ones in this country. Yeah, they get impressed. I don't know why. I don't know how. But they do.
Searching to get their lives fucked up is what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see what. Oh, I was reading this thing on. There's a bunch of shit that happened today.
You seen Jordans out here, bro? They are wilding.
Who?
Jordan brand. The brand. They're fucking selling. This is coming from Nike.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that's fire.
With the fucking Jordan, I mean, you should be able to make some money off that bitch.
Yeah.
But that's crazy that. Then the restock on the fucking Lost and Founds, apparently they're still sending people pairs with mold on them.
At this point, I'll take a moldy pair.
Bro, I actually got through. That drop was horrific, bro.
No, because I actually got through. So it wasn't horrific for me. I got in, I put in my bid, and I lost, which is fine. it wasn't what it was last time when I was definitely in my apartment fighting with my phone to try to get in there while still trying to figure out what's going on with my pops.
I kept trying to go to work. I kept trying to do it. The first time I got through, I actually won. This time I couldn't get through at all.
I heard they're doing another one on Finish Line.
I sent it to you, yeah. Let's see. You always get the access. I never get it.
Nah. I get the access sometimes when it's shit people don't want.
I would get it and trade it for a pair of mochas.
Pink ones.
I got those.
Yeah, my girl got me those.
She bought them for you?
Yeah, and I bought her hers.
Oh, shit.
It was just mad.
Remember I asked you, I was like, did you try for them? You said, nah, I tried for my girl.
Yeah, because I knew going in through my job at Taco Bell that I would be able to enter and win. And everything was pretty much according to plan. I wasn't surprised. So,
I mean, they were still available.
Yeah, but then it wasn't my size available. So then
that size was the only size that it seemed like people were going for. I feel like a lot of guys are going to be wearing it.
Yeah, of course. It's because you see that blue one right there?
Yeah.
And there's another one that I have that it's like over here somewhere. Oh, it's in a box. The royal blue like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the pink one is like that theme. I'm waiting for them to come out with the red one like that. That's going to be fire. But
they don't have a yellow one? I could have sworn I've seen.
Of that? No. Yeah. They have yellow ones, just not that.
Right.
But yeah, so while I was looking at all that shit on Twitter, I was seeing this wild fucking, this is where we get serious on the show. And I try not to make jokes. Because this is like, I read this shit. There's not a lot of things that could make my stomach like turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading this thing. I'm about to see if I could find it on Twitter and play you some of the clip. I won't play the whole 3 minutes of it, but I'll play you some of it. And let me see if I can find my profile here. It was some wild shit. So this is, let me see if I could fast forward this here. Listen to what this nigga is saying right here.
Professional in the medical field. I just wanted to let you know, the little 8-year-old girl had 67 different DNA samples inside of her. So these are the things that people don't know about, and they don't understand that these women are being...
Stop right there.
All right, that's enough. I will give you more context. So there's this, I'm assuming there's like some shit, like either like a Zoom or like a face, you know, we do the lives. So it's this dude and a woman sitting on one side, and there's this other lady sitting on the other side, and they're having a conversation. So apparently there was an 8-year-old girl who was trying to cross the border, and in the process of crossing the border,
she was
67 times.
That's fucking disgusting.
So I just have so many questions, and I was trying to find a lot more of this story, and what pissed me off is that everything kept reverting back to like, this is what would happen if we had border control, and I'm like,
how do you stop? No.
Like, what does that even have to do with rape?
That's before she even got to the border.
Yeah, so they were pinning all this shit on Joe Biden, because apparently she's here now. People were making jokes that now that she crossed the border, now she could work at like fucking Zaxby's and shit. I'm like, y'all niggas are terrible. Like, that's...
Zaxby's is good.
Zaxby's is good.
sorry. I know you said we didn't want to make jokes, but it did.
Zaxby's is good. Fucking Cookout is good.
Cookout's amazing.
Yeah, those hush puppies are to die for.
Bro, you get a fucking whole tray for $4.25. Oof, them hush puppies are to die for.
My favorite one is the one by Edwin's vicinity. I don't think it's his house, but it's one that like it's just a hunk of dirt. And it's just a fucking, you know what you want to talk about? It's just a cookout in the middle of nowhere. Some of the nicest people on the planet. It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm finna fix your plate. I'm like, what?
You look hungry.
We have about 31 different flavors.
You could get one with all 31 flavors.
I'm like, wait, what?
You want me to get a shake with 31 different flavors?
Yo,
in
you
bitch?
Want me to take a shit right here? Like, yeah, but that place is really good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that it's only in North Carolina. I think Virginia.
It's down south. Because they got that shit. And
I might have to take a trip. It's been a couple years.
I'm good for that for a while. I'm good on North Carolina for a while.
You don't want me to drive down, bro?
Oh, you could drive there. I feel like my experience down there last time was enough for a lifetime, man. I need a break. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Maybe in a few years, but right now.
In a few years?
Yeah. That just happened last year.
I get it, but he's not going to be down there.
You don't know that.
Where is he now?
I don't know. They was telling about him he was going to go back.
But he's out?
Yeah. Oh, I was on the phone with him. Hmm. Yeah, man. I'm good for a while. If I go, it can't be to see family, and then I'll feel like a dick for not going to see family.
True.
So it's like, just don't go.
We could just go down to Cookout and come back.
That's a wild trip.
Even though you won't eat anything from there anyway.
Hush puppies.
That's why it's a wild trip for you. I'm eating more than just hush puppies.
Imagine you get on a fucking plane just for fucking Cookout and then going back home.
That's wild. I'm like, yo, can you Uber Eats it to me on a plane?
Yo, okay. Uber P.
Uber, no. And don't let designer be the one to fucking deliver my food.
Yeah. They're going to start playing Panda on the plane.
They're going to have extra sauce on that bitch. I don't want
that.
No, I'm
good. Uber P.
See what we did there?
They're going to charter your shit.
Oh, my God.
Your charred burger is going to be charted.
You could border patrol that, please.
Nah, man. Cookout is good. That sucks that they did that shit to that little girl. It sucks that they don't seem to care. I think they're gearing up for 2024.
It sounds like they care more about Border Patrol than the actual girl herself.
Yeah. That's what kind of had me kind of tight. It's like, what if that was your daughter?
I'm killing somebody. I'm killing all 67 of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, then I heard like there was like a Mexican group called the Coyotes. I would have known because I don't really be in that life, but
me neither.
They like, I guess some of the men that what you call it, they got killed. I guess the Coyotes wasn't feeling that.
No, that's just not cool, bro. That's how they always say when you go to jail, if you go to jail for some like pedophilia shit, you're getting raped and killed.
There's just some things.
Yeah, you might get killed and then raped. There's just some things that people, no matter how sick you are, some people just can't fucking deal with. And kids is one of them, bro. There's three things I say I can't tolerate. I mean, I guess adult to adult's one thing, but abusive kids, abusive elderly or animals, that shit.
Well, all right. I got to back up to the animals. Adults are one thing, but animals? Come bro. On, dog. Come on.
They're pure, bro. Yo, like.
But so are you. You're a human being. You're going to put an animal over a human being?
No, I'm not saying that, but motherfuckers make their beds and deal
with
it.
Well, white people do. Well, I don't make my bed, so I don't deal with shit.
What I'm saying is some people, they put themselves in that position to end up like that. Like the other day we were talking about the whole King Von thing. I'm upset, like, you know, before anything, I was like, damn, they killed King Von, like, he was up and coming or whatever. Then you find out this motherfucker was, like, the first rap serial killer, like.
Oh, he saw the doc?
No, I didn't see the full thing, but, like.
Yeah.
Did he deserve to be put there? I would say so.
I don't think anyone
deserves to die, but you also shouldn't be out here fucking
deserve to die.
Killing people and shit.
Yeah, it's the circumstances. And then it's like, that's not even an excuse. It's like, you go through hard shit, but it's like, you can't pass that shit on to someone else.
Right.
There's a difference in the hierarchy of fuckery. And like, for example, if you rob somebody and it's because you need to like, you know, make money, it's wrong, but it's like, all right, well.
Got to feed your kids or something.
You got to figure it out. Like, I get it.
I'll give you a Robin Hood pass.
Yeah, but if you're going to be out here, what? Oh, because, like, for example, R. Kelly peed on them girls. Like, and then some of them kids is like, I mean, I'm still going to play his music, but he, like, you can't, like, you can't, oh, it's because he was, what you called it, like, he was raped, or he was, thing as a kid, he's just acting out. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, no, like, you can't excuse that to be a thing. Like, don't be a fuck nigga. You're just putting more hurt into this planet. And it's never going to stop, unfortunately.
I can't fathom how sick some people are, bro.
I can. It's a nasty world out there. You got niggas beating their meat on the plane. Like, what? In what world do you think is just like, yo, it's the middle of the day. Like, it is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You just going to whip your dick out and just beat it in the middle seat? Not even like on the aisle or the window, like on the middle. Yo, they don't even get fucking, you remember back in the day when you got on the plane, they used to give her the pillow and the blanket? They don't even give you that shit anymore. He didn't even have the blanket to put the shit under. Like, here's just raw meat.
Oh my God. I don't know, yo.
I miss the fucking old days of the plane. Them bum ass headphones and them bum ass fucking.
But you was tight if you didn't get a pair of headphones though, because you couldn't hear it any other way.
Yeah, I wanted to hear on one side. Them fucking Kobe headphones. Them shits worked like for like the duration of the flight, and you could keep them. And you try to use them shits.
What the fuck else would you plug them into though?
And it sucks because it's like the weirdest
two prong shit.
It's like what the fuck am I gonna plug this shit into? Like, that's why fucking flights cost so much, because they fucking make
now
dumb
they
shit
give
like
you
that.
Them fucking Biscoff cookies.
That shit smacked though. Fucking of the truth.
That shit smacked.
Yeah, they need to give me one of those, a pillow, a blanket, and like at least a fucking another Biscoff cookie.
Like, so you need to give, get one more.
You know, you get the hand sanitizer in the morning, a little packet. Like, you need to get the Biscoff.
Yeah, then we could trade.
Yeah, like, you need to give me that and the Biscoff, and then you got to come back around with another Biscoff and a fucking coffee, and I'll be a happy camper.
Speaking of treats, a lot of people are excited. I don't know.
You're on the opposite
side of the spectrum
because
here.
Because I've already seen this movie before.
Is Brett Favre 2.0?
This nigga is Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers is officially a New York Jet.
How many MVPs did Brett Favre win? Like 3.
I'll Google it.
He won like 3 or 4. And the fucking Aaron Rodgers, I think, maybe he's won one more MVP. They won the same amount of championships. They're like literally the same player.
He won 3. Brett Favre won 3.
And Aaron Rodgers probably won like 4 or 5.
Bro, we know he won 2 because he won back to back.
Yeah. And then he won like 1 or 2 more.
4.
Okay. 1 more. And they're about the same age when they got traded to the Jets.
Both had 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's the same person. Have these niggas ever been in a room at the same time?
And they went to the same fucking team.
They never ended together.
They
at
definitely
the same
were
time.
In the same room at the same
no,
time.
They,
he
that,
was
don't
at,
count.
He was Brett Favre's backup.
It don't count. That, when you're a backup, you don't count.
He was
when
Brett Favre's
at the same
backup.
Room at the same time. I don't think so. And
you think they'd break the space time continuum if they ever fucking?
He's
hands?
Gonna go to Minnesota after this year. I'm telling you. Mark my words. What's today? They're episode 98.
They're gonna get rid of Kirk Cousins and fucking bring in Aaron.
Absolutely. Why? What has Kirk Cousins done?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. They're
yeah,
gonna, that's
kick
why
that nigga out.
He's a fucking choke artist.
Yeah, I mean, he's good for like about 60% of the regular season.
Bro, they were like
13-4.
Were they? 13-4, some shit like
they
that.
They definitely had a good ass record.
And then got beat by the Giants.
Nah, but Danny Dimes, he gained weight.
What the fuck does that mean?
He
didn't gain weight when they beat Minnesota.
Nah, but I'm saying now. Giants are gonna
stop. Don't say anything crazy. You know
Giants,
I'm an Eagles
Giants
fan.
Giants are going to the NFC Championship game.
And losing to the motherfucking Eagles.
I don't know. What did you have? Did you keep all your people?
Nope, but we got Jalen Hurts. And we got two.
Jalen helps.
We got two first round picks.
Do you?
Yes. We got the number 10 and number 30.
How the fuck y'all get the number 10?
We
y'all just fucking went to the Super Bowl.
We duped the New Orleans Saints.
Into what?
Into a trade and whatever.
What the fuck did y'all give up?
Wherever they landed was they had the 10th worst record.
No, I understand that. But what the fuck, what trade happened for y'all to deserve that?
I don't remember the trade.
Man.
Oh, no. It couldn't have been Malcolm Jenkins. No. There has to be something else.
Well, the Giants are going to the NFC Championship game. The Jets are going to get... Jets aren't even going to make the playoffs.
That's wild to say.
Why?
They got Lazard.
He's middle of the pack.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's old.
They made it to the playoffs last year.
No, the fuck we did not.
They were on the cusp.
We lost to the Lions. I was at that game.
That's right.
We wet the bed.
And neither of them made it to the playoffs.
No, they did not.
They were at the cusp, though.
Yeah, and we're going to be right there again.
No. You guys will be 10-7.
No. We got Miami who's good. Miami's good.
Well, who the fuck is their quarterback?
Who, Buffalo?
No, Miami. Tua? The motherfucker got 7 concussions. He got 67 concussions. That's the, oh my God. I can't believe
that's a bad joke.
Oh my God.
That's
bad.
That's terrible.
I'm fucking hanging out with you too much.
No, you only see me once a week. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Damn. That might be the name of this episode, 67.
Yo. Oh my God. Tua's not going to last too much longer.
Nah, he gonna...
Josh Allen is another choke artist.
Nah, he just got a raw deal. And I think it's...
You know who's going to get a raw deal?
Fucking
panda,
designer.
Panda.
That should be the name of this episode. Raw deal.
67. Oh, no.
See?
That shit was a good...
Yo,
all right,
bad.
I'm done.
You're a bad man.
No, I wasn't putting that together. Then when I thought about what I was going to say, I was like, oh, this is really bad. Yeah, no, that doesn't...
Say it. You're already here.
No, that's horrible. Because it's going to seem like I'm talking about the little girl. And wasn't even going to be... Really bad. Oh, shit.
You should wear number 67 when you play baseball.
Let's not post this. We're going to re-record
everything all 67 minutes.
Oh, my God. Are you stopping at the 67th minute?
We should.
Oof.
In honor, we have about 20 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
Let's stretch this 20 minutes out.
No.
Yeah, we're not going to make the playoffs. We still have the Patriots who are, like, making the playoffs. I don't think they made it this year.
The Patriots?
They almost made the playoffs last year.
Over with fucking Mac Jones?
I mean, he's better than fucking Zach, whoever the fuck we had. What's his name?
Wilson.
Yeah, he's trash.
He's garbage.
And then fucking Aaron Rodgers is old. He's going to get hurt.
I think they kept him as a backup.
Who?
Zach Wilson.
Well, they have a choice. They paid them fuck out of him. Mm. So he got a really high rookie deal. So Aaron Rodgers is going to suck. He's going to be mad. We're going to wet the bed. We're going to go like 9-8 or 10-7 and miss the playoffs. And miraculously, we do make the playoffs. We're going to choke in the first round. He's going to get mad, and he's going to go to the Vikings.
Bro, you got Sauce Gardner-Johnson on the team, bro. Oh, no, sorry. I definitely just mixed him up with fucking CJ from the Detroit Lions, that fucking bitch.
Yeah.
He could have stayed with the Eagles.
Nope. But, yeah, we're not... I've seen this movie already.
Well, let's watch it again.
Well, no choice. But, Ime Udoka, my other team, the worst basketball team this season, who hopefully could get a first round pick.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the worst record.
Why would you mean a lottery pick?
Yeah.
So they're definitely going to be in for it.
Yeah, we'll be in for it, but that doesn't guarantee that we're going to get the first pick.
Oh, you said first round pick.
No. First pick overall.
Oh, okay. That's
hopefully
different.
We secure that.
See, and that's what I like about the NBA is that what do they take? The top three teams or five teams with the worst records and they fucking...
Yeah, I don't like that. Give us the worst. Do it like the NFL. No, tank.
No, that's tank. Ass.
Just tank. Yeah, do it.
And you want the Wimby, whatever his name is? The fucking,
I don't care who the fuck
like,
it is.
He's like 7'2", but plays like a fucking point guard.
Nah, I don't want that. We already had that, and it didn't work out.
With who?
Yao Ming. It's too tall.
He didn't play like a point guard, though.
No, but he fucking played soft. Fucking hated that nigga on the fucking... Wanted to take too many threes. If you're going to play... Like KD, then yeah. But if you're gonna be like Yao Ming, and he looks like he's gonna trip.
He's tired. He has KD like abilities.
We'll see. I just want us to pick another good core people to go with. Jalen.
Bro, y'all got
our Jalen.
Y'all got John Wall, bro. Y'all good. Get
the fuck out of here. We don't got the John Wall that was on the Wizards. We don't have that. So, but yeah, Ime Udoka just got signed. He's the new coach. What's the over-under on him cheating again and having intercourse with his coworker? I think it's going to happen again. Everything in Houston is bigger. Everything in Texas is bigger. And he's going to be making a lot of noise in the NBA because we have a young, good nucleus. And we're going to be traveling a lot. So who's to say he's not going to mess with another one of his traveling coworkers? That's going to be an agent. That's what's going to happen. But I'm glad he's getting another shot. He should have not. Like, he took a team to the finals and they got fired for cheating on Nia Long.
I forgot that's who he was with.
Yeah. He cheated on Lisa from fucking Fresh Prince. So.
And everybody wanted to be with Lisa.
What? Nia Long was the shit. She still is the shit. She's really dope. It sucks that getting cheated on. Well, always getting cheated on always sucks. So let me say that. I know that way, way too well. But to get cheated on in a very public, messy, nasty fashion is really difficult to get over.
Yeah.
And although, you know, it sucks that he cheated, he does deserve a second chance, at least in his professionalism.
They never broke up, right?
I don't know. If she's still with him, then good for them for working through that. I personally can't go through that. That's one and done for me. Like, you're not just going to, like, spread your lips and let, you know, designer come in and, you know.
pound it.
That's not going to happen and think I'm just going to be okay with it. So, but he's a really good coach. He can get the most out of a young core.
I'm sure he can.
Yeah, man. Let's see what he does with Houston. In Houston, with Houston. And I'm glad my teams are making noise in, you know, the sports world. My team is up 2-1 in the hockey playoffs. I'm mad we lost on Saturday. We could have went up 3-0, but, you know.
Who's your team?
I'm a Rangers fan.
They're playing the Devils, right?
Yeah, I hate the Devils.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, like.
Between them and the Islanders?
Actually, don't mind the Islanders. I used to like them when they had this dude named John Tavares, but he left because they handled Long Island handled their hockey team very poorly.
Uh-huh.
On whether they were gonna stay there. They didn't have a new fucking arena. Then they had them niggas try to play in Brooklyn, and it was just like a nasty, like. It was just filthy, so he left. But I was kind of fucking with them because it's like, oh shit, like, you know, you guys are doing a lot with nothing.
Right.
So, but it's cool. The Knicks are nicking. They
up 3-1.
3-1. So that's cool. I feel like the NBA is always good when the Knicks are in the playoffs. When the Knicks are relevant, then the NBA is just that much better. Mm. You're not a Knicks fan.
No, I'm a Heat fan.
Oh, yeah. You guys are up 2-1, right?
Yep. Giannis comes back today, so we'll see how we fare. We've lost a good amount of people to injury.
Who's on your team?
That we lost?
Yeah.
Tyler Hero broke his hand.
Really?
Yeah, he's out. He could probably come back if they make it to the NBA Finals.
Damn.
Victor Oladipo tore his patella tendon again.
Damn.
So he's gone.
Somebody's smoking on that loud. But, okay, I forgot. I keep remembering you and Lewis are Heat fans. The Heatles. So you have no shot in winning, basically.
This year?
Yeah.
I mean, if Jimmy Butler keeps Jimmy Butlering, we'll be all right.
You think he could carry all the way by himself?
He did it for the bubble.
Yeah, this isn't the bubble.
Yeah, no.
I checked out at the beginning of the season because I knew my team would suck. So I would just watch highlights on YouTube when they like condense 48 minutes of basketball into like 7 minutes.
That's a long ass time for highlights.
Well, they cut the entire game.
Yeah, I know.
So I just do that.
Do the Rockets have that many highlights in a season? 7 minutes worth?
Jalen does. He's really good. He's really good. Hopefully he doesn't want to leave. Hopefully we build around him enough that like he'd want to stay. But it's a possibility he'd want to leave.
Well, we'll see next year.
Yeah. What else did I... Twitter eliminated all the fucking blue checks.
LeBron still has his.
He's paying for it then.
No. Apparently there's some people that Elon is allowing to keep their... They just verified Kobe. Because his blue check was gone for a little bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they were doing an interview on Elon Musk about how basically they're running with 20% of the staff that they had originally.
They laid the fuck off everybody.
Well, he said a lot of people left voluntarily. He was like, well, you don't really need... He was like, how the hell are you running Twitter at 20% of what it was? And he was like, when you don't give a fuck about censorship, you don't need 80% of the people that are here anyway. So, Elon's that dude, bro.
I don't know, man.
He's going to go for president. You know that at some point, right?
I don't know, man. Didn't we learn our lesson with Trump?
No.
We clearly didn't learn our lesson with Reagan. You can't have these celebrity figures running for office. Like, we have to have legit people trying to make this country better.
The Rock's going to be president.
Fucking, you know, I would love to run for president.
Who?
But she's too young. I feel like she needs more season in her career.
AOC.
She fucking gets it. And it's cool because she's like maybe half a generation. How old is she? Like 30? Look her up.
She has to be older than that.
No, she's young. She's got to be like no older than 30.
As we she's 33.
Okay. So she's like, I would like to say my generation. Because I'm not that much older than her. So it's like.
She's my age.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a couple months older than her.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, our generation of person who really gets it. It's, I've said this all the time. In order for racism to really, 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 really not be as prevalent as it is now, all the baby boomers have to die. Every single last one of them. And it has to be like people like us who eventually fill these seats. And like, because we're the first generation realistically that is like not allowing, but we're caping for the shit that's going on. Like all this gay rights shit was not flying 20 years ago. But now it's like very much like, it's cool. It's like a lot of the shit that was taboo, like weed, now You go smoke that shit down the street. No one's going to say shit.
I'm not saying shit.
Oh, especially you're not saying shit. Look at that. Look at God. God did. So it's like all these people that are currently in office are like old farts. Like these niggas are still used to like, you know, the prohibition era. You know what I mean? Like all these people need got to go. Clean house, kick everybody the fuck out, put people like us in position, because it's our time is now. And, you know, we could make this world a better place. But you put people like Elon and fucking Trump and Kanye, it's not going to end well. We're going to keep doing fuck shit. We need structure.
We'll see where our future heads.
Did you know that your mayor is running for governor?
No, we knew that before he became.
But like, you think he has a shot?
I don't know. We don't even know who's running against him yet.
Isn't it Phil Murphy?
No, Phil Murphy's. I'm pretty sure this is his last run.
Oh, he can't do it no more.
No, I think he's just done. I think he was supporting. They're under the same fuck. They're both Democrats.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think he's supporting him.
I don't know, man. This nigga Stephen Phillips gonna gentrify New Jersey as a whole. He's gonna add this shit looking like fucking Grove Street. All of it.
I don't think he'll win.
You don't think he'll win?
I don't know.
Why not?
I don't know if he'll win or I mean, my opinion doesn't really matter. I'm not into politics like that, to be honest. I should be more.
Speaking of politics, and thank you for the segue, it's a crazy news day that, like, two of the faces of, like, news in a political pundit thing are, like, clipped.
Gone.
Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, those hotbeds of reality, they got them the fuck out of here unceremoniously, and I'm fucking happy for it because them niggas suck. I hate everything they stand for. And that's all I have. So hopefully they have. Yeah, they got rid of Tommy Lauren a long time ago. She does that independent shit now.
She does a podcast or some shit now, right?
Yeah, but they can't fucking stop her podcast.
No,
but
of course not.
Yeah, she ain't doing the real shit. She's doing all the independent shit. So she don't matter. Kellyanne Conway, she don't matter. All these white people don't matter. They all look the same. I swear to God, white people look the same. Every single one of them looked exactly the same. You cannot tell me that. You cannot tell me that two white people don't look the same.
They do.
They all look the same. Yo, I was in IKEA yesterday with my girl. I just seen like the most honkiest shit ever in IKEA. It's like they had like this. It was like a display of a. Damn, man, my fucking shit keeps dying.
Your diffuser?
Yeah, it's diffused. Anyway, we're fucking standing by this. Well, we were walking, but you know how the shit that looks like all everything looks like a room.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making our way, and they have like this fucking like a Bose like speaker.
Yeah.
And I guess they either had music playing on there already, or they decided to put their music on there. And they just started playing some white people shit. And they were all dancing to the fucking 4 and the 9. Like, they were really off tempo. It looked like fucking Elaine Bennis was just dancing, like, all of them at the same time. It was a sad sight for sore eyes. It was an atrocity. And I was like, this is the superior race. That's all I could think about. It's like,
are they, though? Are they really the superior race?
I mean, white is right, right?
If you say so.
I don't say shit. They're at the bottom of the barrel.
They're no longer the majority.
They technically are. They technically are, man. I don't know. White people are nasty work. They continue to be nasty work. Some of y'all are cool, especially the ones that are going to help me make money. But other than that, like, the majority of y'all are trash. I'm going to let you play your AI music first.
You want to play AI Drake today again?
Yeah, you got to...
We got international AI Drake.
Yeah.
Let me locate this. It's crazy. Like, if you have TikTok, you can see how many different songs they come out with. Like, one of my favorite AI Drake songs is called Winter's Cold, and that shit is fire to me. But they've literally been testing Drake's voice on everything, and now he is a merengue artist. So let's listen to what Drake would sound like if he did merengue.
You can definitely hear this at Flow Lounge, by the way.
This is wild, bro. People have too much time on their hands. Some of these AI Drake songs are actually really good, though.
How many of them are there?
I've heard about 3 or 4 different ones. I got the Winter's Cold one. I think I sent it to you. That's my favorite one. I'll play a little bit of it right now.
Okay.
Did you hear that one?
Is this the one with the weak guy?
No. I played that one last year. When AI Drake does better than Drake,
you know what I'm afraid of? When they start AI and shit like designer, that's when it's gonna be really bad.
You can't AI jerking off.
If you can artificially beat your meat,
hey, yo. Artificial
hold
semen.
Hold on, yeah, artificial semen. I'm gonna play this song because I really like this artist. I've been playing this shit all fucking weekend. It's Deontay Hitchcock. This is a Diet J. Cole, basically. He's really fucking dope. He's from Atlanta. Came out with this song called Whoa. And this is a good... This is like when you're driving and you have somewhere to be and you don't want to be there, but you're trying to hype yourself up.
Yeah. That's like... I might need to listen to this to go to the gym. I want to be there. I just can't figure out how to get there. So maybe that's to hype me up.
This
will
definitely give you a bop to go to the gym. So this is Deontay Hitchcock with Whoa.
Whoa. Okay, Casamigo flowing through my bloodstream. Pop it like perk. She don't really do the drug thing. Yeah. Will I do you dirty like a tub ring? Or do I really like you? It's an all of the above thing. Yeah. Know that shit ain't really fair, but I don't really care. I'm with all the gangs when I'm in town like the city fair. Yeah. Back home, baby, mad, but I don't care about it. Max broke my heart, I swear she ruined it for everybody. Okay, blowing up my text, saying she ain't pressed. Send it times, but I know I'm black, can't even stretch. VV's in front, S, it's on my chest, but I ain't saving hoes unless I'm really saving hoes for later like I'm next. Any meaning, mighty mo, hold a pussy like a bag of ice, smash it on the floor. Got so good I had to stab it twice, and I was out of dough. Now she thinks she's special, I'm like, whoa.
That's Deontay Hitchcock.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
I would listen to it.
Yeah, man.
I feel like it would get me into a... Like, I have to park the car at the lot in front of the gym. I say, I'm ready.
Did you see the fight?
Yes. I was upset with the fight.
I didn't see the fight.
I saw the fight. I was upset because I wanted it to be good enough to where we needed a part two. But I think the drama surrounding it might maybe make it Did you hear about...
All I heard was he got hit in the fucking liver.
No, but did you hear about supposedly there was a mole in his camp? He was sparring, and his sparring partner hit him in his liver in that area and hurt him while they were sparring. And they were even saying in the press conference before that there was a mole in his camp, in Ryan Garcia's camp. And even Gervonta Davis made a comment where it was like, he's been hurt to the body before. And the reporter asks him, oh, what fight was that in? And he was like, oh, it wasn't in no fight. You could ask him. I know. He doesn't think I know that, but I know. And he even came out with a couple posts afterwards saying, like, it, you know, it's crazy to find out that there really was a mole in his camp and it was somebody that he thought he was close to. So maybe that controversy in itself, I mean, it's not really controversy. Gervonta Davis did his work. He found out whatever information he needed to do to win, and he did. But I don't know if maybe that'll result in a part two, but we'll see.
So within the fight, was Davis even winning? Or was it like...
Davis, yes, he was. He was. I mean, the kid, Ryan Garcia, you could tell he just started getting impatient. He was rushing him. You could tell he just wanted to win so bad. He had won, I think, five out of the... No. He had won four out of the six rounds before the seventh round.
Davis?
No. Yeah, Gervonta, yeah.
Okay.
In the second round, caught him clean in the face, dropped him.
Oh, he fell.
He dropped Ryan Garcia, yeah.
Oh, he dropped Garcia, okay.
Yeah, yeah, dropped him. And it was just like, even when you see the video of like when he has to go to the corner, he was like depending on the ropes to try to get there. It was like, yo, he felt it. He was like, oof. Like he felt it. You could tell he felt it.
So do you feel like the liver shot made a difference? Obviously, he won.
Did you see the highlight?
I didn't see shit.
The punch, it's crazy because, like, if you look at it in slow motion, it looks like he barely even hit him. Like, it looked like he hit him and he kind of, like, but, I mean, I don't know how hurt he was before that.
I'm talking about without that hit to the liver that basically ended it.
I think Gervonta still would have had him.
He still was, yeah, like, dominating. Yeah. So it really didn't make a difference.
I mean, he wasn't out punching him. Ryan Garcia was throwing left and right. You know, he was trying to make a statement. You could tell he was. But that's not Davis's fight. Davis's fight has always been, you know, stand back, let the guy tire out, see what openings he can assess, and then just... But he was winning the rounds for the most part.
Oh, look who came back. All right, well, Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
Cinco de Mayo.
I think it's on a Friday.
We'll be here before that.
Yeah, I'm just curious if Canelo's fighting anyone. That's usually what happens, right?
I don't think he is.
There's always a fight on Cinco de Mayo weekend. I'm curious to see who the who or what the fight will be, because I need to do that. I need to enjoy some boxing that weekend. This usually is Canelo. Hopefully he's fighting someone of importance. Let me know. As hopefully you're searching for the festivities.
Oh.
He's fighting?
Is it this year?
It has to be.
The fight will take place on May 6th. Is there a fight?
Always.
No.
No?
I don't think this is.
Oh, well. That's ass. I was kind of looking forward to...
Yeah. May 6th.
Yeah, right? It's usually his claim to fame. Is that. So, I don't know. I'm out of here. You're out of here.
Adios.
You got to tell people where to follow you while following a song for us to...
LRod0025, you can find me on Instagram, you can find me on TikTok, and that is not my handle on Twitter.
I fucking, this is my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. You know what the fuck this is? Still here, hanging by an embroidery thread. supposed to be making some money. Potentially a $20,000 increase.
Do it.
Hopefully. If they offer me anything less, I'll be really, really pissed. Every time I hear this shit, I think of George Lopez jumping on that trampoline in slow motion. I feel like I want to jump on the trampoline and record myself in a time lapse. Really slow. No, in slow motion. Just jump once. Then you could jump.
That could be our promo video for the pod.
Yeah, for episode 100.
Episode 100.
Yeah.
One more to go.
Yes, sir.
And then it's complete silence.
Then I'm going to beat my meat on the plane.
Whoa. I will not be here for that.
No, it'll be episode 100.
I'll just remind me to stay home. I'll listen to it.
In silence? Yes. You'll listen to silence?
Yes, yes, yes. We need at least one listen. Hey, thank y'all for the ones that be listening, even though, you know, sometimes I don't post that the episode is up. Y'all some real ones. And even for the ones that do listen after I post, I appreciate y'all too. We appreciate you.
He does more than I do.
Well, I speak for myself then.
No, I'm fucking with y'all. I love y'all. I'm just here, really. Can't believe we're really about to make a hondo.
You asked for it. We're getting you.
Yeah. Y'all carried a limp corpse to the finish line. Yeah. I'm trying to really downsize this this collection here. I got to figure it out.
I wish I were your size.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people
about wish. To break my toes or something. So I can
I don't do that. It's funny. It's getting to the point now. It's cool before we leave that I walk to work with. It looks like you don't have a
work address listed on your contact card. Siri just be randomly talking, like, mind your business.
She be wanting to fucking talk. She be wanting to be heard. So, nah, like, I'll walk. It's weird. Like, I get to the entrance of, like, the back of the building. Mm-hmm. And just the way the aesthetics is. You ever seen, like, the NBA players walk through the tunnel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels like a tunnel. And I have to fucking get through, like, people. And it's usually security guards. And they just every day look at me and like, yo, I need to like have you style me one day. And I'm like, bro, I'm wearing sweats and a tee.
Spotlight hits you once you get in the room.
Yeah. And then like, now people know me at work. And they did this at probably all the jobs I work at as the guy with the shoes. I was like, I've never seen you wear the same shoes twice. I was like, I had these on yesterday. It's like, nah, bro, but it's just your fit be different. And I'm like, I appreciate it. So, yeah, I had a downsize.
What
man.
Size are you?
10 and a half.
Oh, hey, we might be able to talk.
We might be able to talk.
You're not really going to let them go, though.
Nah, I got to let some of these shits go.
I fuck with the pink ones, the foams.
That's not even 9.5.
Right. Oh, see?
Yeah.
You lied
that's
to me.
I'm a 10 and a half, but I bought those. I used the 30 on those. Back in the day when it was forbidden. Yeah. Rich got me those.
Nice.
Yeah. When he was at Foot Action and I was at Lids.
Rich is still the dude. He's still that guy.
Is he? I haven't been on social media. I don't know what's going on. I heard it's the same shit. I was talking to a friend of mine. He said, you're not missing shit. Hoes are still being hoes. Niggas are still being niggas. Like, they're still trying to scam. Everybody's fake. And I was like, well, then I should stay off.
If you're doing good, stay without it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I need it for the sense of I need to promote my business. As you can see, I freed up some space on my floor. I want to lay out my... I have a thing in there to, like, take photos of fits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to buy another light so I can, like, get better lighting in here. So when I take my photos and, like, put, like...
You get one of those ring lights?
Yeah, something like that. I want to make a portfolio of my fits. I want to reuse my page for that and just, like, you know, get myself out there in that capacity. But I don't know. It's just a lot of work. There's just so much other shit I need to learn and so much other shit I need to apply myself towards that doing that right now, this second, isn't going to make me any money. I'm trying to make six figures by next year.
You could do it.
Yeah. See who's hiring. If Ime's Udoka's hiring.
Hey, yo.
Or if, you know, Delta's hiring to clean the... how much do people get paid to clean an airplane?
I don't know. But you could get paid and...
be eating meat.
And fly on a buddy pass. That's what I was going to say, but whatever.
Ken, you think he got the buddy pass to Japan?
Yo, who gave him the buddy pass to Japan?
To beat his meat.
He didn't have a buddy, though. I'll tell you that much. His right hand was his buddy.
Yeah, my buddy. My buddy. Wherever hey, I go, yo, he goes. I'm done tonight.